As alleged police misconduct cases inflame tensions across the country, the agency in charge of investigating civilian complaints against the NYPD says the police department has to get better at disciplining officers for wrongdoing. As WNYC's Kathleen Horan reports, there's been a tenfold increase in the number of substantiated cases against officers that the department declines to pursue.
We all agree that it needs change and reform.
That's Richard Emery, the new chair of the Civilian Complaint Review Board, talking about fixing the NYPD's process of disciplining officers.
Obviously, this will never be perfect, but it's something that I think can be improved immensely.
At the heart of the issue is that no matter what recommendations the CCRB makes, the NYPD has final say about what happens. And the department dismisses between a quarter and a third of all cases already substantiated by a CCRB investigation. The trend began in the middle of the Bloomberg administration. In 2006, the department dropped about 3% of cases. The next year, the number shot up to 34%. Since then, that percentage has remained in the double digits. The New York Civil Liberties Union's Chris Dunn says the numbers reflect an apparent change in policy by the NYPD towards CCRB cases.
There is no explanation for the dramatic increase in cases being dismissed other than a change in the police department's attitude about CCRB cases.
In 2008, then Police Commissioner Ray Kelly said the surge in dismissals accompanied a surge in one type of complaint, abuse of authority. That category includes complaints about the department's stop-and-frisk tactic, which was just ramping up at the time. Abuse of authority accounts for more than half the cases the department has dropped over the past several years. Dunn says dropping so many cases sent the wrong message.
It has a huge impact on the public and its willingness to file complaints and to believe there'll be punishment meted out. And it has a huge impact on police officers who get a clear signal that it's just fine by the police department if they engage in stop-and-frisk misconduct.
Even when the NYPD does bring misconduct cases to trial, critics say they rarely mete out meaningful punishment.
My name is Yannick Martin. I am 36.
Yannick Martin was standing outside his idling car, jammed full of Christmas presents, on December 23, 2011, in Prospect Heights, Brooklyn. He was waiting for his wife and three young kids to drive to South Carolina to visit relatives when an NYPD officer walked up and asked him what he was smoking.
I said, it's a cigar. Blow smoke into the air, just so you know. He's like, oh, really? Okay. Well, put your hands up. I'm smoking a cigar. Why do my hands need to get up? Because we smell marijuana.
The bespectacled, bearded real estate agent, a black man who lives and works in Bedford-Stuyvesant, says he and the officer exchanged more words, and then he was led away to a police van. He wasn't allowed to lock his vehicle, and the car, full of gifts, was stolen.
My son comes in and he's crying because he thought we were going to be going to Nana and Papa's house. And so that's when it really hit. That's when it really became devastating.
He filed a CCRB complaint, which was substantiated. The cop was found guilty at an NYPD trial. He was docked 8 vacation days. Martin wasn't pleased with that outcome. He's suing the city for $2 million. But the punishment is more than most officers found guilty of wrongdoing receive. The most common form of punishment in the NYPD is called instructions, meaning the officer is told to go brush up on the patrol manual. Over the last 5 years, less than 30% of officers have received harsher punishment, known as charges or command discipline, which can result in loss of vacation days or suspensions. In 2012, the most recent data available, the CCRB recommended the most severe discipline in 181 cases. Only 7 officers received that penalty. The rest were downgraded or dropped. Criminal justice professor Samuel Walker, who's written numerous books on policing, says the NYPD shouldn't have final say about what kind of discipline its officers receive.
They don't want to hold their officers accountable. You've got an organizational culture of tolerating misconduct and letting things slide.
Richard Emery, who was appointed CCRB chair last month, says his focus for this next period of time will be pushing the NYPD to take more decisive action.
Why go to all this work and do everything that exhaustively and intensely we believe we should do and do it well and then have it go for naught?
The union representing police officers declined to comment on the NYPD's discipline record. Commissioner Bratton has said he plans to cooperate much more fully with the CCRB than his predecessors. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horne.